Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, she's a comic who's been on the Unpopular Opinion live show before, and the proud owner of one of the sweetest last names in comedy. This is her first time on the podcast, and we're so happy to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mon Rock. Also joining me, he's the host of a fancy pants new television show that you can see on the Sci-Fi Channel later this year. He's also co-host of the wildly popular Professor Blastoff podcast, and the only person I've ever had a legitimate argument with on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, David Huntsberger. It's going to be a great show. Good times. We have a new guest, Mon Rock. You've never been here.
No, I have not.
Thank you for doing the show. How have you been?
I've been very well.
You're a comic.
Thank you for having me.
Tell people
about
yourself.
Yes, I am, which means I'm very depressed.
Yeah, of course.
My name's Mon Rock. I am a comedian slash writer slash housewife, I guess. And...
Most importantly,
take care of my man. Yeah, and I'm based out of LA. I perform basically most of the time at the Comedy Store and Laugh Factory.
I've never been to the Comedy Store.
You've never been?
No.
Yes, you have.
I don't try very hard.
Neither do I.
Yeah,
I just kind of hang out.
Yeah, it just gets me out of the house. Fine. I'll just stay home and work if I didn't do comedy.
That's exactly how I feel. It's kind of like a social life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why comics respect me so much, because I hate comedy.
I think every comic hates comedy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
and
a
comics.
Yeah.
We all hate each other. That's my favorite thing about comedy. We just all hate each other. Right?
We hate each other. So. We hate doing it. It's just like therapy, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
When it comes down to it.
The doing it, I have always enjoyed. I mean, there were, I guess, times when I did the road and certain crowds, even if it was going on, I was like, I hate this. I don't like these people.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I've always enjoyed doing comedy.
How long does the high last for you after a good set now, as opposed to when you started?
I don't think it ever felt that great.
I like to bomb.
That's yeah.
I don't, no, like, after a good set, presumably. That
after
that
a good set,
good.
I just feel like where most people probably feel as a human being. This is how it feels. But then after a bad set, I'm way back down.
Oh, no.
Like, what am I doing with my life?
That's David Huntsberger, by the way.
Hello. Also a housewife.
You have a show coming up on the Sci-Fi Network. Tell us about it. Hit it, Brett! You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. It's about to get really intense.
Sweet guitar lick.
Yeah. This is a band called Nano War. And the song is called Nano War of Steel. So this song is them fortified with heavy metals.
I wasn't aware that people still listen to this type of music.
They do when they listen to this podcast. Exclusively. Yeah, we should do that the whole time. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is... There's a giant approaching. Okay, so you have a show coming up on Sci-Fi. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to let me get a couple sentences in and then really
hit it, Brett,
on the brakes. it's a
yeah, there we go. That's the stuff.
Well, you'll see. The show is it's compressed and then just slam on the brakes. It's a weekly rundown of everything that's going on in sci-fi. So for people that are into, well, and fantasy too, comic books, that sort. Not necessarily comic books. I don't know how much that'll be discussed, but movies, superhero movies. So when those things come out, then hopefully this show will be kind of like the destination spot for people. Oh, I wonder what they're saying about it.
Yeah.
So
any
that's it.
Suspense or horror elements?
You mean something like The Walking Dead? Would that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll recap stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So anything that has like a bit of a, sorry to keep doing that. like not a fantastical, but just a, it's not practical in our current world, I think falls under the umbrella, at least theoretically, that it, that the show could cover. So yeah, definitely The Walking Dead, stuff like that would be in there. Game of Thrones, kind of anything that's not just traditional nonfiction.
I hate The Walking Dead so much.
God, I don't watch it.
Boring fucking show.
And I haven't watched a ton of it. I just put my foot down with zombies at some point. It was just like, I've just had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watch really bad like horror films, like girls trapped in a dorm room afraid of a ghost. Just like the shittiest movies. Yeah. Every time I go to the movie theater, it's just me and like a bunch of Mexican teenagers. I'm like, why are these the only people that see my movies? And then I found out that, according to everybody else that I know, I watch really bad movies.
Like, what was the last movie you went to see?
What was it? The thing is, they're so bad that I can't even remember the names.
Like, I want to see Unfriended.
The names of them.
Did you see Unfriended?
The Shining.
The Shining
like,
was amazing.
Stuff like that.
I just watched The Wedding Ringer. Dreadful. Mm. And yet, I can't get enough movies like that. I'll watch all of them. Clearly stated goal. Really, like, predictable jokes.
Yeah.
Someone that's likable. And then someone that needs a little help. I'll always watch those movies. And I don't feel like I need to defend it to anyone. And yet, I always have to defend it to myself. Because I see it. There's that weird voice in you. Similar to, like, oh, I want candy. And the like, shut up voice. The same thing. You secretly really want to watch that. And then I go, I do want to watch that. And then I watch it. And then afterward, I'm like, exact feeling I got out of it is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of like turn your brain off. Enjoy it for a little bit. I don't have to feel bad about it. Is that what the
Orphan. See Orphan. That's probably my favorite one.
I've seen Orphan.
You have. It's so good.
It's so stupid.
It is so good.
There's what? Wait, she am I thinking of dwarfism. The Orphanage?
She's 40.
No, The Orphanage is also really good.
That's a real movie. That's a real. Right?
Yeah, that's a. Yeah. That's Orphan, one of the higher brow.
Orphan was about a family who brings home an orphan from a Russian fucking orphan company,
orphanage.
Whatever they call it.
Orphanage.
Orphanage. And
it's an orphanarium.
Where'd you get it? Orphan company.
And spoiler alert: turns out she's actually like a 35-year-old prostitute. Who just has dwarfism, so she looks like she's 12.
And she gets adopted into families, and she basically just like becomes obsessed with the father in the family and tries to seduce them, and then kills everybody in the family.
Who's the actress?
Oh no, I gave it away.
This.
All the people that were gonna see it.
Everyone.
Is it a 35-year-old with dwarfism, or does a 12-year-old play this character?
A 12-year-old plays the character.
So she has to be a previous prostitute?
Yep.
That's a lot of depth to that character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pulls it off.
She was incredible.
I don't know if as a parent I'd want my child doing that. It seems intense.
Being a prostitute? Yeah,
she's
I wouldn't
gotta,
want
like,
that.
Look at the husband like,
isn't all child acting really just prostitution? I mean, prostituting your kids.
Did you see the little rascals? I would say no. They're just adorable through and through.
So my column this week is about details about famous conspiracy theories that make them seem somewhat believable. Since we were just talking about science fiction, we should talk about ancient alien theory first. That is a show on the History Channel right now, and they have this talking head. I can't think of his name, but he's got the craziest hair.
Giorgio, I just saw his name up there, but
it's a Greek name.
Sousaxis or something like that. Sousaxis.
Yeah, so it's barely even a real name, and he's got this crazy hair. So they've turned it into memes.
Yeah, he always looks stoned.
Yeah, it's a hugely popular show, but it's also like kind of widely mocked. But when this theory was first
he's from Switzerland.
Introduced by way of a documentary in 1970 called Chariots of the Gods, it was actually nominated for an Academy Award. People were taking this shit seriously.
They have the dude from Chariots of the Gods on there a lot, don't they?
Yeah. His name's Eric Von...
Yeah.
Not Eric sure. Von German name.
Germans are weird, man.
Yeah,
this
fucking
just totally
Germans,
makes
man.
Sense. It's always Germans.
Yeah.
When you're like, what? What? Germans.
Have either
Von
of you...
Daniken. Von Daniken?
Yeah.
I think it's something like that.
Have either of you watched Ancient Aliens?
Yeah. man, the Nazca lines, Puma Punku, there's some stuff there. And like, when people watch it, they just immediately shit on it. But Puma Punku is, stones are like 14,000. Yeah. They're huge, razor sharp, laser like lines with holes drilled in them that no modern tools could do. People hear, they always have some reason where, like, you can't even in any way for a second entertain the idea that it might have been done by aliens or some other cult. It's, oh, you're an idiot. You're crazy to believe that. But I feel like there's some evidence there that's moderately compelling.
Yeah,
me too. I'll believe anything because, like, what is life and the Earth or a human being? Like, the whole thing is so trippy. Like, why wouldn't there be aliens? Fine. I mean, there could be anything. I could never say, like, no way. I don't believe that.
And like Easter Island, the like the sculptures on Easter Island, they're made out of rock that if you hit it with a chisel, it won't even break. It's not sculptor rock. Mm-hmm. And it, there's no quarries anywhere nearby. Like, they got these like 16-ton statues. And they're
significantly deeper than they appear. They go like 10 or 20 feet below the surface of the ground.
But yeah, if you ask someone, well, how'd they do it? They'll be like, slaves.
Yeah, always
like, there's not enough slaves in the world. To accomplish that.
There, I think History has a new series coming out about, is it called The Dream Mine or something like that? And at some point, like, John Wayne had a hand in it. Like, celebrities throughout the ages, wealthy people throughout the ages have, like, invested in it. Because there's no bottom to it. No, it's just, you go down, like, 10 feet, then there are these timbers. You go down 10 more feet,
but yeah,
there's
water.
There's
that.
No way to get the water out to then get to the bottom. So they think that the Ark of the Covenant is down there.
Yeah, Kraft has written about it before.
Really? I mean, that's pretty fascinating that our modern engineering techniques, and yet people, well, they knew stuff back then. They could move stone back then. Yeah. Okay, well, how?
Nobody knew anything.
Yeah,
nobody
don't think they knew
any information at all.
They were like, oh man, you're sick. Maybe we should just take all the blood out of you.
Yeah.
I'm in my legion.
Maybe we should just kill you.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me because I work for Cracked and we do that a lot. We'll write columns or articles that like debunk these famous conspiracies. Mm-hmm. And when I was researching all of this, I looked into what we said about the pyramids in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And we have an article where we're like, no, there's an explanation. And the explanation is just ramps. Like, yeah. With all due respect to the company I work for, that's also a pretty crazy fucking theory.
Yeah.
They were just like, ramps! Just push these rocks up the ramps!
That's how
like
the X Games got started.
I will say about, like, Machu Picchu and the pyramids, not a lot to do back then. So if you have several thousand people with nothing to do, you might get, and you have one person.
One
that's like,
person in power.
And generations, generations to do it in.
One rich like, person.
It's not like we got to build this stadium.
90 million poor people.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it goes.
It's not like, oh shit, the Chargers are moving here in 2019. We have to build the stadium by then. They can just do it for hundreds of years. And no one cares.
We should build the Charger Stadium by hand.
Ramps.
If we could get 1,000 people, that's probably less than the workforce that actually built it, but people who, one person who knew what they were doing, I'll bet we could get close to a functioning stadium. like the majority of us, our job is just like, here, you take this thing and take it over there. Even if it took you a full day to get it over there.
Which it would.
It would take you a lot, but 1,000 people, I'll bet we could get close. That's probably asinine. Maybe we'd use some tools, but we'd probably come up with something decent. We'd make something that would surprise everyone.
Let's build a football stadium.
Out of stone.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why we wouldn't. In this documentary, the Chariots of the Gods ones, I watched it last night. I didn't know this. The steps on the pyramids are a calendar. There's 365 steps. Yeah.
And it's on some latitude and longitude marker where it's dead in the center of where they meet, right? And that's interesting, too.
And also, if you like divide the, I think it's the height by the base, you get pi.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the precision that they built all this stuff. Like you said, we still can't do it today.
Yeah.
But then people watch this show and they're like, that's stupid.
I read this book about cultural evolution, and the person writing it, typically they always have this slant of like, here's why religion's a bunch of idiots. But I like this one because the dude was clearly like secular, science driven, but he was like whitewashing everything over in this purely scientific format. Kind of creates this bleak outlook, meaning that like, well, the planet was formed via some point in the Big Bang. It cooled to these perfect conditions. It spawned off a moon. Then bacteria just somehow occurred, naturally occurring water started to exist. And all the conditions for life were perfect. And then we just crawled out of the primordial soup and evolved into where we are today. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then to assume there's any level of spiritual interactions or aliens or things like that, people go, you're being crazy. We came from this perfectly occurring thing from the Big Bang, and there's no other explanation to anything.
I love how everybody all claims to have invented math. Like the Indians mm-hmm. think they yeah. invented it. The Egyptians claim to have invented it. It's just who?
We know.
I mean, obviously, it was the Indians.
Obviously, it was the Mormons in the late 1800s.
Yeah, yeah. There was no math before that. Is there anything else about ancient aliens? I'm not opposed to it.
If you're getting into that stuff, and it's always worth taking with a grain of salt, but there's a documentary, I think it's still on Netflix, called The Hidden Hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of people that have firsthand accounts of alien abductions or sightings.
Yeah.
Your natural inclination at every single one of them is to go, sure you did. But all of them have vested or particular reasons as to why they're not crazy. Like yeah. one guy was like, I never believed in this stuff ever. And then he was like a podiatrist. And this yeah. girl came in and they took out this weird form of little piece of metal that she claimed, like, I was abducted. They put this metal in me and blah, blah, blah. He was like, there was no mark where it had entered her body. So I said, get out of here. And they said, just humor us. He x-rays her, little bit of metal. They take it out. It is not earthly metal. So you hear that and you're like, well, there are certainly explanations. Sure. Yeah. There are plenty of explanations that could happen there. But I'm inclined to want to know more about
that.
Yeah,
there's explanations, but you have to accept that one of them could just be that she got abducted by aliens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not smart enough to know there's not aliens, for sure.
If aliens come here every 1,000 years to Earth, they've been here millions of times.
Yeah.
That's really hard to wrap your mind around. They're just sick of coming here, and yet we're like, where are they? Show yourselves!
And they're... You know, all of these, the ancient, cave drawings and things where you see, people riding birds down from the sky.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many of those in different parts of the world where, mm-hmm. The two people, they couldn't have been talking at the time and going, okay, is this what this guy looks like that came down from the sky? Like, people in different continents are drawing the same, they look like astronauts mm-hmm. in a lot of these drawings. It's like a dude with a helmet.
Yeah.
And, where is that coming from? There's people who say, well, they just misinterpreted what they were seeing. Okay, well, what the fuck were they seeing?
Yeah.
What was it?
There's something that could be so sad about knowing that, though, in that we're so egocentric. And yet the longer you're alive, the more there are social media, especially Twitter, you see that everyone's having thoughts at all times that are yeah. unique to them. These are my thoughts. I'm sharing them. The world is kind of this place that I experience, and I'm sharing that with you. And then if aliens came here and we found out there were millions, billions of alternate places where people lived and that they were sharing their experience, it would just make you feel as small as you probably should feel at all times.
I already feel so the most insignificant thing yeah. ever, just with how many people there are.
Yeah.
You go to, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm an Indian person here. And I go to India, there's just 1 billion.
It's there
just
are a lot of people in
how
India.
How can you feel?
Holy shit.
There are so many people
there. So many people.
And they're all like me. It's crazy.
They're all comedians?
It's a crazy
They're all
experience.
Comics?
They're
all depressed comics?
A lot of them are comics. There's a big, actually, there's a burgeoning comedy scene over there.
Well, I bet.
What precipitated that feeling of that you shouldn't feel small? Was it that we erected statues of people, or that
That's just white people.
That's ridiculous. That's racist and ridiculous.
Most minorities feel very small.
I don't know about that. I mean, we were just talking about the Egyptians. What about all these tombs and such?
Got all those pyramids.
Yeah,
what
man.
What else do you want?
No one ever created a sphinx for a white dude.
But if we wanted one, we'd probably just ask and someone
Fair
would
enough.
Whip it up for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I'm white. Will you build me a sphinx, please? Sure thing. All right, what should we talk about next? Let's talk about MLK next. Martin Luther King Jr. This fucking shocked me. His family actually sued the person that they thought killed Martin Luther King Jr. in civil court and won. And the co-defendant that they sued was the U.S. government. They fucking won a civil trial against the U.S.
What?
Government for conspiring to kill Martin Luther King Jr. And the news didn't talk about it for shit.
I saw that. I saw that nothing was said.
No.
That is insane.
Thekingcenter.org, though. I mean, is
that's,
this the
that's
most
like
trusted?
His yeah. foundation.
And it happened when?
1999. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it was like 99. But no, it's an actual thing that happened. That's not in dispute.
Are you sure? I mean, can we verify
nobody
this via
heard
other
about
sources?
This.
Yeah, there's like the court papers and everything are on. Like, it happened in court. Like, okay. There's documentation. And the trial lasted 4 months. The jury deliberated for 1 hour.
Wow.
And they found, what was the guy's name? God damn it, now I can't find it. I had it written down. I want to say Lloyd Jowler or something like that. But that's who they suspected of being the actual killer, and they took that shit to court.
Wow.
And they have, for the longest time, maintained that James Earl Ray was innocent. Yeah, just like James Earl Ray. Has always maintained.
Like
that
10 years ago, there was a thing on, you know, like 60 Minutes or something like that that was gonna show the interview James Earl Ray and like one of his sons or someone like that. And I remember the person walking out, going, "Yeah, I believe him."
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like this just seems odd, like odd kind of. What are they trying to gain out of this? And I saw a little bit of the interview and just thought like, well, of course he's saying he didn't do it. He's in
prison. maybe they just want the person who killed their father to actually be convicted.
Oh, I'm on their
crime.
Side. Yeah. I just remember 10 years ago it was kind of compelling and then it just drifted away.
Mm-hmm.
So it is weird that it now has had a conclusion and no one heard about it.
Yeah, like that interview got a lot of press, the one you're talking about. That's mm-hmm. the one where they first came out and like publicly stated that they thought James Earl Ray was innocent. And then 2 years later, they filed this lawsuit. And won.
Wow.
And no one talked about it.
That's so crazy to do even though, because usually when, you know, a family has suffered something and somebody gets convicted, they're just like, yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, to just go against that mm-hmm. seems just...
And the fact that it was in civil court, I know a lot of people would say, oh, well, they were just looking to make money. They sued for $100 just to prove that they weren't just trying to get paid.
I wonder how that came to be. Like, because maybe it's James Earl Ray, like, writing them relentlessly from prison. Like, you have to believe me.
There's an investigator named George Pepper.
Oh, okay.
Who did most of the, like, research into it
mm-hmm.
and who handled the case for them and handled all the arguments.
Wow.
So, yeah, they are convinced James Earl Ray did not do
it. So this other guy that they beat in the civil court, he hands over $100 and then that's it? No interviews of him? Nothing?
Yeah, like it's civil court. That's like it's just money. Like that's where OJ got convicted.
But so far down the road, I mean, do they have a murder weapon? Do they have a different type of motive? Is this guy like a proven racist? What did they find out about this guy? That to me is the most interesting, I think.
Well, I think it says here that it was the jury decided that he was assassinated as a result of a conspiracy. I don't know if a specific other killer mm-hmm. was named, but that there was a conspiracy by someone
a conspiracy aliens. Between that's this Lloyd like, Jowler
yeah.
aliens and the federal government. Aliens killed MLK.
Now we just have to get Adnan out of jail. Just kidding, he totally did it.
Glad you brought that up finally. It's because they're doing more with that, right? Everyone keeps.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's going to get...
an appeal or something.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a...
But he did it, so he's got to stay there, right?
I feel like he did. What are we talking about?
Serial, the podcast.
I didn't listen to it.
Good for
I
you.
I listened to the first one, and I was like, oh, he did it. I'm not listening to this.
You didn't see it all the way through?
No. Needed was that first episode. You can hear his voice.
She knows how stories about murdered girls work. She's
did you watch
I watched Jinx? Forensic Files. I watched The Jinx. I'm into all of that. Yeah,
The Jinx really wrapped up so nicely, whereas Serial, I felt the same way as you, and then saw it all the way through, like, this must be great, there are only 6 episodes, they must go through this arc in this that wraps it all together, and everyone just left at the end feeling pretty much the same, like,
yeah.
I still feel like that guy, why is he there?
Yeah.
Why would he be serving life in prison if he was completely innocent?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So.
Baltimore police, they never railroaded anybody, I bet.
Well, that's what I thought if there was a serial killer or something like that and it was a conspiracy to get Anon in there. Like that, you know, Jay couldn't remember his story. Like, what if the cops had come to him and said, like, we know this dude at least had a hand in it.
Yeah, and plus, that guy Jay was so shady. Like, mm-hmm. they totally did it.
But he got a...
Fuck you, Jay.
A lot of things with his
shady
story
bastard.
That were weird, though, that he... just sitting in his house and a guy comes over and is like, yo, I borrowed your car or however it worked, one borrowed the other one, and now I've got this girl and you gotta help me, and he doesn't go, no, I'm good. He goes, alright, let me get some shovels.
What is that?
I was watching TV.
I mean,
I've never listened to Serial.
No, good for you. So what are your conspiracy theories that you're hung up on? I mean, because, like, the aliens thing doesn't seem like a conspiracy. It seems like if there is a conspiracy, it's to cover it up, to keep us all, like, sheep, man, we're not seeing the truth, what's out there.
Yeah.
People would freak out if they knew it. They're among us. I get that less a conspiracy and somewhat a reasonable thought that people would have automatic weapons hunting down aliens or whatever, freaking out.
Yeah.
They already don't trust the government, so I don't know what they stand to lose there.
Right.
But what is, like, the most compelling conspiracy to you that you're like, this is real? This is not a conspiracy. This exists. The Denver airport. What is it?
The Denver airport is a good one.
9/11.
Like the yeah. So hot. Yeah, I feel like 9/11 happened. happened, guys.
Yeah.
They really flew those planes into those towers. The Denver airport is a good one. Like, what?
I don't know about this. What is it?
There are, I don't know how many now, but they're building this huge series of bunkers under the Denver airport.
They had something like 10 times the amount of concrete used for the building that was not accounted for. So it exists somewhere like these weird underground bunkers.
And there's all these tunnels and the conspiracy. Jesse Ventura used to have a show called Conspiracy Theory, and he covered it, so you know it's legit. And at the Denver airport, they have all these murals. It's like consistently voted like the best airport artwork in the nation. And there are all these murals of like, it looks like the apocalypse. Like, there's a soldier with a sword, and there's, like, dead babies and fire. And it's just, like, you're like, why is this in the airport? And the conspiracy theory is that that is where everyone knows that when shit, like, all the important people, when shit goes down, they know to go to Denver.
Well, Denver is my favorite place in the country, so that works for me.
Will it be when...
You got to make friends with someone like Oprah or something.
When it's only populated by the 1%, will it be?
It's going to be like Warren Buffett.
Can we find
Oprah
pictures of the artwork that's there?
And then the statue outside that killed its maker and the next person that took over finishing it or something like that.
Yeah, that picture is hanging in the fucking Denver airport.
This art is hideous.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it's like a weird...
That soldier is stabbing a dove with a sword.
And it's like an alien Nazi.
Yeah.
It looks like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a rainbow in the sky.
Yeah.
Apocalypse, but also gay rights.
What if people did know these things, like Planet X coming around every 1,000 years, and they've been painting it and telling us... Who are the groups that constantly squash that? Just religious folks? Is it a conflicting thought to, like, the resurrection or something?
I don't know.
Because that would be the most frustrating, is every 1,000 years, something lands, whether it's people from Planet X, it's the Nazi alien people, or it's Jesus himself comes back and goes, all right, write this down. I'm sick of you guys screwing this up. And we go, we got it. And then the second they leave, fighting ensues. Whatever was written down is burned, blown up, and back to square one, we keep going. Is that what's happening, you guys?
I have no idea. I'm Hindu, so I believe in reincarnation.
Easy enough.
I don't know any of that stuff. You just keep getting reincarnated until you're a nice person. That's the whole thing.
But reincarnation seems like a lot of thought below the surface. But once you reincarnate back up into the playing field, aren't you curious, like, what's been going on the whole time while you were, like, transitioning to a new body?
No, not really.
They don't care at all?
Really? I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the, Denver airport is terrifying.
It's a good airport, though.
Yeah, it's a great airport. I forgot. I was going to say
they did it right. They made it outside of the city. And I guess it's a centrally located place. You know, if there were safe from earthquakes, it's safe from hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place.
Flooding,
yeah, it's high.
It would work. I mean, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, we're all going to die, and they know it. And
Manning's got a Papa John's in the bunker.
Or maybe the paintings are the ultimate, like, distraction. People look at those, and they don't realize all these tons of concrete just going right next to them into this bunker.
That could be. Jesse Ventura fixed that shit, though. Not going to get anything by the old governor.
Here's a conspiracy I heard a long time ago that no one really talks about, and it's almost like too macabre really to talk about, but I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know that it's really even a conspiracy, but Michael Jordan's dad just randomly, like, pulled over on the side of the road and gunned down. The two guys arrested, like, oh, they're gang members. They're just randomly selecting someone, which I don't know if that's happened since then. That is such a strange thing. And then he, like, what was it? After that, took a year off from basketball.
To play baseball.
But I heard that Pete Rose style behind the scenes, Jordan is like a well-known gambler that he was betting on NBA games and overextending his reach to the point where he was like upsetting the wrong people.
That's why he played baseball for 2 years.
He had played, like, I think that's the conspiracy that I've heard, is that they quietly ask him, like, step away from the game.
It was like a year-long suspension.
Oh, I'm sure that's
it was like
true.
A shadow
that
suspension.
Sounds totally viable.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so
weird. So you think he got his dad killed?
No, because that's why I don't like talking about it. I think that's so terrible. Yeah. But it does in some weird way kind of line up with, you know, get it, like any movie. You get involved with the wrong people, yeah, gambling and owing, yeah, people money. But you're Jordan. You don't owe anyone any money. Yeah. But you're also confident and cocky. You go, I'm not paying you. They go, how can we get to this dude? It goes back and forth. So I don't know. But it's what I don't.
Well, I'm 100% convinced.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sold.
Oh, well, that was quite easy.
Very much. My favorite conspiracy is one that I had on the list. It's about JFK, the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. Probably the most famous conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, there's so much to talk about with
this.
Did
you study this when you were in school?
The actual conspiracy?
Watching, like, the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
And it's so weird that a teacher gets to show that, and they really go through it.
Yeah.
It's really...
It happened to me on November 22nd. Showed up to my Spanish class, and he was like... All right, now on November 22nd every year, I ditch the Spanish curriculum, and I'm going to teach you about how Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill JFK.
Nice!
And he spent 2 hours just like going through the film. He was a crazy person. He did not talk about the mortal error theory.
One of the things that when people talk about the JFK assassination, one of the things that people who argue that Lee Harvey Oswald did it, one of the things they point to is in the late 60s, CBS did a reenactment where they had a target moving at the same like direction and speed, and they put three people up in position where Lee Harvey Oswald would have been and had them try to get off three shots in 6 seconds.
With the same rifle.
The same rifle. And one guy was able to do it. So people are like, see, Lee Harvey Oswald could have done it. But the guy who was able to do it was so convinced that no one else could do it. He was like, there's no way Lee Harvey Oswald did, because it took him three tries. And this guy's like...
And what did he hit? That's the other thing.
It was a big red target.
Yeah.
It wasn't JFK's head.
Right.
And this guy was like, there's no way Lee Harvey Oswald did that. There is no way. And he ended up launching his own investigation. Lasted 25 years. His name's Howard Donahue. He's a ballistics expert, was in the Marines, so it's not like he's just some wacko.
He owns like a gun store or something like that, too.
Yeah, like he knows guns, and the only person
who... I like that you said he's not some wacko. He owns a gun store.
Yeah.
He's not a gun...
But he knows guns.
Yeah, he might be walking into a Chipotle with a Uzi, just being like, it's my legal right to walk into this Chipotle.
But
he knows a few things about gun ballistics that I, for example, don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And one of the things that bothered him is when you look at the video, like the Zapruder film, that first shot, like it hits Kennedy and he like leans forward, but you don't see much.
Mm-hmm.
But that last shot, his head explodes.
Yeah.
And this Howard Donahue, one of his main points was the same bullet doesn't do two different kinds of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So if that bullet was fired by Lee Harvey Oswald that hit JFK's head, it would have just gone through his head.
So, but what are we trying to argue here? Because this guy was clearly still shooting at the president.
Right.
So do we not want to give him the credit? Or
no, what his argument is that Lee Harvey Oswald was there and was shooting.
And did shoot him twice. And the first two bullets were Oswald's.
And did shoot twice. And his argument is that the third bullet that killed Kennedy was accidentally fired by the Secret Service. From two cars behind.
By accident.
By accident.
Yeah.
And there's...
So I think Lee Harvey should still get the credit, as, you know, he tried his best.
An odd word.
Yeah, he does.
No, but like, those two shots, if he had only been shot by those two bullets, he might have lived. But the third shot, which is the shot that explodes his head, the kill shot.
Accidentally, though?
But if nobody shot anything,
He was on a car. He was standing like on the sideboards of the Secret Service.
He was in the back of a car. And the Secret Service detail the night before had, like, they had all gone out and got hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy who ends up holding the rifle, his main job with the Secret Service was to wash the cars. Like, he wasn't even the dude you call to shoot. But everyone else is all fucked up in the car. And what they theorize happened is they hear the first two shots, Lee Harvey Oswald shooting. This guy grabs the rifle, stands up, and starts to turn to shoot at Lee Harvey Oswald, and the car accelerates, and he falls back. And there are witnesses who have testified to that.
Really?
There's one witness.
There's also, yeah.
And this is in the Warren Commission. There's one witness who was like, I'm pretty sure I saw the Secret Service start shooting back.
Wait, but car also, accelerating people, forward, that doesn't line up with how he would fall.
Why?
Because a car, he would fall onto the trunk, gun still forward.
No, he was starting to turn. He hadn't turned all the way to face Lee Harvey Oswald. He was picking up the gun.
I'm sure they've done the reenactment.
The people who
such make a sure that, reel.
The witnesses who described it said it looked like he was swinging the gun around.
Also, there were tons of witnesses who say that they smelled gunpowder.
Yeah.
Surrounding the car, which basically means that there was some sort of shooter in the vicinity of.
So yeah. This is what was interesting going on,
the grassy knoll.
Yeah, because the grassy knoll lines up more with like they want him dead, some entity, whether it's Illuminati or the
mafia.
Yeah. But this one is more aliens. Of a conspiracy that just it was a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason no one embraces this is
it's boring.
It's boring. It's really boring. No, who cares? It doesn't really prove anyone correct.
Yeah.
Like the people who want Lee Harvey Oswald to have been the actual person who murdered JFK.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't prove them right. It doesn't do anything to prove there's a conspiracy.
Plus, people like that. No one wants to hear like, oh, this accident happened.
It's just really simple.
That ruins
it's
the whole
just like
thing.
Math and physics, and this guy just fucking pieced it together, and I think he makes a really strong case. Like, even they did demonstrations, this guy did, he did demonstrations where they shot, I think, like a cantaloupe or something, one with the type of gun Lee Harvey Oswald had, and one with an AR-15, which is what the Secret Service agent had. And the Lee Harvey Oswald rifle, the bullet goes right through because it's a full metal jacket, which is designed not to explode. They're like supposed to injure people on the battlefield and send them back home. When they shot the melon with the AR-15, it exploded. So that third
after the first shot goes through, second shot poof, explodes it.
Well, they shot two separate melons.
But shouldn't they shoot the same one for the same?
No, because the first shot that hit Kennedy didn't hit him in the head.
They went through his chest. Or his
back.
In
his neck. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and the first shot they think that hit him was just like a piece that ricocheted.
Mm-hmm.
Like he barely actually got hit by that first shot.
When I was a kid watching it, I remember thinking like Jackie Osher gets up out of that car real quickly. But then I've watched it since. I don't think she had anything to do with it. But that was a conspiracy that I was like, she.
What if we just missed that all these years in the video? There's like one clip where she just holds up a gun and shoots him in the side of the head. How did we miss that?
It's right there in front of us. But I mean, she sees him go forward. She doesn't like reach for him. She just turns around and climbs out the back of the car, which is understandable. Like, it's a
flighter. They say it takes 6 seconds, though, to react to
she
something. And if you react any sooner than that, then you know it was coming.
But that's something you could be told as a first lady. Like, here's your protocol. If anything weird happens, you... But yeah, why crawl out the back of the car?
Maybe that's not true. I just saw it on CSI Miami last night.
Well, then it's probably true.
6 seconds. That seems abnormally long.
I know. It does seem long.
That's how long Lee Harvey Oswald had to shoot, though. He had 6 seconds to get off those three shots.
But the grassy knoll doesn't even factor in?
No. And also, this guy's investigation proved the magic bullet theory was accurate. What they messed up was the position of the guy in front of JFK.
The governor or the mayor of a governor.
Yeah.
But the back and left,
because,
where does that come
because
from?
The way they have to explain the magic bullet is it would have taken like a weird turn to get into that other guy's body. But what this Howard Donahue says is that when that guy heard the first shot, he turned to look in the direction he heard it from. So when the magic bullet hit him, he wasn't facing the street. He was turned sideways.
Hmm.
And that's why it took that trajectory.
And then, have they ever found the guy who was this blooper reel who actually killed Kennedy and interviewed him in any way? Or any of these people in the car?
Yeah, they released a book in 1992 about this, and he filed a lawsuit, but he waited 5 years to do it.
Hmm. Why? Wait, he filed a lawsuit?
Because they name him as the killer in this book. They say the Secret Service agent, albeit accidentally, is the person who killed JFK.
How'd the lawsuit work out 5 years later?
They dismissed it.
Yeah.
Wow. So
statute of limitations had passed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But he knew, like, as they were writing this book, they were contacting him the whole time, like, look, you're going to want to come out and say something. We're literally writing a book saying you killed JFK. And the guy didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Until it got released as, like, a paperback. He finally.
It's So there's no second camera that kind of gets a wide angle of the whole thing. It's only just kind of that.
Well, there's a picture. There is another video, but it's so far away and so blurry. No,
but there's a picture.
Where's that photo?
Yeah, in the email I sent, there's a picture of the guy holding the rifle.
Okay.
Yeah, there's pictures of after the shot happens. That's the guy. Like, so that gun is the only other gun that's confirmed to have been there. And they did no ballistics tests on it.
But they took his brain.
Crazy that they're
like
just riding around in a convertible.
Yeah, they took his brain and they don't know what happened to it for a number of hours and it was
They talked to that guy in this documentary and he's like, I regret giving them that brain. He was like, they said Bobby wanted it and I thought, oh, it's a family, so I just did it. He's like, I don't know where it went.
Yeah, there's like a number of hours between when they flew from Dallas back to the DC area where the brain is unaccounted for, and I think people at the hospital in Maryland where they kind of did an autopsy were like, yeah, it looks like people kind of messed with this brain earlier today.
They said the autopsy was chaos, that there were like 30 people in the room and that it was loud. And the doctor in Dallas tried to keep the body there because in Texas the law is if there's a homicide there has to be an autopsy. And the Secret Service tried to take the body, and the doctor was like, no, the law says we have to do this autopsy. And they were like, we're the Secret Service. We're taking it.
Hmm. Man.
So that also answers, well, why would the government cover it up? Because the government did it. The government doesn't want to come out and go, yeah, we fucked up.
But they did it.
Lee Harvey Oswald wouldn't have killed him, but we did.
Oh, yeah. No.
It explains a lot.
It does explain.
And it's such a simple theory. It's not, there's no magic involved. There's no shadowy organizations. It's just a dude who fucked up at work.
Damn. So it is a bit of an Occam's razor kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't really make a difference to me hearing that. It's just like, okay.
But don't you want resolution?
Accident. Nah.
You don't want any conclusion on it?
No, because I feel like, yeah, I mean, obviously if he didn't try, nothing would have happened. Mm-hmm. And he would have been fine. So it's obviously still that guy's fault.
What if aliens did it? I bet it was aliens.
Can't ever really rule them out.
Never. Not until they come down and tell us they're not doing all this shit. And even then, you can't rule it out. Who's going to trust a fucking alien? Look at that pic. Why is that picture not more famous? Like, I haven't.
Yeah, that menacing guy with the flat top.
I hadn't seen like this picture until this. And this is a documentary on Netflix right now. It's called The Smoking Gun. That's all about this theory and how. And this, the reason I mention it in this column is you read these books about crazy conspiracy theories, and they're always like these shitty little publishers that just publish batshit insane conspiracy theory books. This book was on St. Martin's Press, and it wasn't
big one.
Wasn't like one of their, like, they don't have like a conspiracy wing where they publish all their crazy books. This was like a St. Martin's Press book. They sent this guy on book tours. He did morning shows. Like, they were like, this guy solved the fucking JFK case. And people didn't fucking care.
Because like, that nobody Kurt cared. Cobain documentary came out.
I mean,
out.
I get it. I don't care.
But I think you don't care probably because there have been so many stories, right? Or just talked about too much?
No,
or you just
genuinely don't care? After hearing it, it's still like, it's not satisfying.
Yeah.
It's just something, it just doesn't make you want to even
but it's so
entertain the idea of that.
What a terrible, what shitty luck. Like, you let off one accidental shot, and it hits the president in the head? You couldn't have just shot, like, a senator or something?
Shot your leg like
an innocent bystander?
Shoot your leg like Plexico Burris.
Yeah. You have one job. Don't shoot the president in the head.
See, but, so he stands from that picture. There's the windshield up. He's somehow, as he stands and he's facing forward, the
actually, I think this might be after the shot had already fired. Because they, at one point, the car finally just, like, speeds off. Because
if this is the car in front of Kennedy, I could see how that might work. He's looking back. The acceleration drives him onto the trunk. But if he is facing forward and Kennedy is in front of him, it would have to be a brakes being slammed on thing.
I think both happens. I think all the cars in the convoy kind of almost come to a complete stop as it happens, and then, then as they realize what happened, they all speed up and drive off. So I'm not sure
if he fires
on the lurch or the speed.
It would have had to have gone through the windshield there, though, is the only thing. I mean, that I've been
not if
that,
you're standing up.
I've been to that hill, though. It goes down a hill. That's why it was an even harder shot.
But if he was standing up.
Okay, it was the Russians, David.
we'll
give it to you.
This makes as much sense to me as like the grassy knoll or things like, oh, there is that puff of smoke, and his head does go back and left. This one still, to me, has some holes in it, namely that windshield being in the way, and it is such a one in a million chance that he would hit the president right in the head accidentally by falling.
So where does the gunpowder everyone's smelling come from? Because that's another thing that
it all wouldn't come from the book depository.
They interview guy who's like, to smell gunpowder, you have to be downwind of it. Like, he was dead serious, because Lee Harvey Oswald was up and back.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have smelled gunpowder coming from there.
Well, grassy knoll. I mean, if that did happen, there's gunpowder.
But the grassy knoll's not, like, you're not going to drive through that, because that was off to the side. Like, these people who reported smelling gunpowder, they were in the actual motorcade, and they smelled it as they were driving through. So there was gunpowder somewhere on that street.
Yeah.
That people smelled.
Oswald fires three shots. There are three. Two. He fires only two, and then the third sound. What do people say?
The third sound is the Secret Service accidentally firing.
But wouldn't that sound way different and way closer? Wouldn't everyone on the
that's
street?
That's what people reported.
But not everyone on the street.
They did. If you look at the Warren Commission, there's plenty of people who reported stuff like that. There were people who, like I said, there's one woman who actually testified that the Secret Service started shooting back.
Oh, okay.
So, like, someone was confused enough to have seen someone in this car shooting, but they just
no one would ever come if this was true, and if no one would ever address it or even come out and
the government is never
they can't. I mean,
yeah, they're never going to be like the Secret Service did it.
Yeah, so I mean,
especially not in that way. That's like that's like,
I don't know.
Benny Hill music starts playing after you kill someone that way.
And I don't think that they should come out and say that.
I don't really want
to
know.
Yeah, it makes...
To be the people in power and to watch the entire civilization go bananas, and then 9/11 another one, if they could step out and go, like, from a bullhorn, hey, everyone, cool it. We accidentally shot him. Just take it easy. Wouldn't that make more sense?
No, you can't be doing that.
Let them
you
run around for 40 like years just being idiots?
Sure, fine.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that makes sense to me why they would cover that part up.
It is funny that it follows the same thing.
If you don't trust the government, which enough people already don't, you know, that's a huge problem. You would never want to come out and openly.
That it is a cover up, like that it is a second shooter.
Some things you have to cover up. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
But I think Adam and I at least agree that they should tell us about aliens.
Yeah.
I'd like to
meet one.
Yeah, give us like a gentle one.
Actually, I'm nervous now that I said that, because I feel like they can hear me and they're like, all right, motherfucker, we're coming.
What if we've already met them over and over and they just keep blinking us?
Yeah. They come in the middle of the podcast.
Like when you go into another room and go, oh, why'd they come in here? You don't realize that when you went in the other room, you saw an alien, you had a whole conversation, like, I hate to do this to you. Boop. And you're like, oh, what did I come in here for? And that just happens throughout our lives. That's so frustrating.
So frustrating. I hate it.
But in that brief moment where you're standing like, oh, you're an alien. I was going to come get my sunglasses, but what are you doing here? And you have a nice conversation, and then they blink you. That sucks.
It sucks when they blink you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't they just once let me get my sunglasses? Maybe we take a picture together. They're wearing the sunglasses, protect their identity.
Yeah, no one's going to believe you.
I won't
you release
share
that
I'll
picture.
Never share it. I just need to know. I'll never share it.
I'd share it.
You'd lie to them?
Yeah. Yeah.
They could read your mind. They'd know you were going to lie to them. And then you'd be in some trouble.
That's true.
You don't want to get that alien trouble.
That's like Minority Report, though. They would know right away.
Yeah, the precogs?
Yeah.
We give aliens a lot of credit. I mean, are they really cruising
around? Yeah, what if they come down here and they're just kind of like us?
Yeah.
And they just like sort of figured out how to get here. And they're like, hey, we're shitheads too.
It's like the Egyptians. They had like a tiny fraction of the population of aliens be very bright. They made these cool ships. And then they just left him unattended. And the idiots jumped in like, even I can fly this.
That's what happened, I bet. Brett has the comments pulled up. Should we move on to comments?
Yes.
Because we're almost at an hour. You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. I want you to know that's not true. That's why we call this segment, Your Voice Matters. Where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple episodes and respond to them personally.
The bitch deserved to be spat at.
Woo!
You should have done it, or at least fart near there. Oh, fart near them. Okay.
The internet. Ugh.
That is in reference to a story I told on the last podcast about a woman who stood next to me at a concert and started talking. And I asked her to be quiet, and she like gave me this sassy look. And my first I've never wanted to before, but I wanted to spit on her. Like it was my something primal in me was like, okay, here's where you spit in someone's face. Like my body was telling me that, and I had to fight it really hard. She was a monster. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted to spit.
Did you really like the band?
Yeah,
it was Bright Eyes. This was really about hitting her, wasn't it? And you just changed it.
Well, I hit her first, but then I was like, should I spit on her too? And then I eased up on the spitting because I'd already beat the shit out of her.
It sucks when the crowd that you're like a band or any artist that you enjoy draws out people that you detest.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh God, this person likes something I like. It's frustrating.
Yeah, but I hate when people talk at concerts because for one thing you can't hear yourself talk, so you have to scream. Mm-hmm. Which means everyone else can hear you.
I don't understand the point of concerts when you can just like listen to it on your headphones. Like, why would you stand like for hours?
Don't want to know about aliens. Don't care about the JFK. Now you don't even like concerts.
I don't like music.
Don't even like concerts.
I don't like concerts. No.
How do you feel about movies? Do you ever watch movies or television? Do you read books?
I read a lot of books. I've seen about like 15 movies in my life, I think.
Come on.
Maybe 20. Yeah. Wow. I don't watch too many movies. I watch those shitty bad horror movies. TV, I watch like, they're all kind of the same genre. Seinfeld, The Office, Curb, Louis, stuff like that. Extras.
Interesting.
The aliens are going to have a lot of questions for you. They are going to want to know some things.
I have one song on my iPod. It's One More Time by Daft Punk, and I just listen to that one song when I'm at the gym.
Let me see your iPod.
This is fascinating. You've like eliminated the amount of times to be disappointed in your life.
I know.
Just really minimized.
I know. I really have.
And science has proven that too many choices makes a person unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is smart. Yeah. You're like the,
just
you know,
go
like,
with what I...
Like Steve Jobs would wear the same clothes to minimize the decision-making time, and you've kind of done that with like the things that affect your senses.
How busy was Steve Jobs? Couldn't just grab a fucking shirt? Jesus.
He had to boss a lot of people around.
Yeah, I heard he was an asshole. I can never see the comments from here.
Someone wants us to do podcasts every day.
No, I don't think so. I would do more than one a week. We used to do two a week, right? Mm-hmm.
There was a roller coaster malfunction in a theme park in England. The ride was called the Smiler, and some teenagers were badly injured, and they had to shut down several parks or street. Anyway, good funny podcast, but Brett seemed kind of distant.
What?
Brett?
Why do you gotta put me down at the end?
Why do you seem so distant, Brett? You seem different lately.
Are you going through a breakup?
I'm just thinking about aliens. And
oh, and someone seconded
how
it.
How insignificant.
Right? I felt that too. I took it personally.
Oh no, Brett's sad, and you guys didn't even know.
You personally
made
Maria.
I've been like this
Maria.
For 2 years.
Angry Samoan says that should be Peoria's official slogan. What? I think he's talking about, I grew up in a town called Peoria, Illinois, and last week I said it is all the crime and poverty of Chicago with none of the nightlife.
Angry That's Samoan. I thought Samoans were friendly.
Not this one.
Not this one.
He stepped on a beehive.
What?
He did. That's why he got angry.
He's in the NFL. He's got to be angry.
Isn't Peoria, a friend of mine used to work for Maui Jim Sunglasses, and they're actually based there, even though they've maintained this whole, like, we're the sweet Hawaiian company. We're mellow.
Are they?
Hanging out in Peoria.
Gross.
I think that's where their corporate headquarters are.
I wouldn't buy sunglasses from Peoria.
Caribbean Joe says fireworks are a lot like porn. They're all right to watch, but it's way more fun to set them off yourself.
Sure.
You get a lot of comments, man.
Yeah, probably because we read them on the air.
This has got to be riveting for listeners right now. We're just sitting here staring at a board.
Yeah, yeah. Well, normally I print them out, but that's what I was complaining about, that I can never see them. Someone says they were so ready for an Adam and Brett only.
Oh, yeah.
And then you reply that it's happened a few times. When?
It has. It's happened, hasn't it? Hasn't there been?
Hey, Maria Shahada wrote something.
Yeah, she was on last week.
Oh, okay.
She left 4 comments.
Did we ruin something by being here? Was this
probably
listeners really want to just have an intimate?
Oh, because a couple weeks ago when I did the intro, instead of introducing the guests, I just introduced me and Brett.
Oh, nice.
And then on one I recorded today that people will hear next week, I just introduced myself twice.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
What did you say about automatic vehicles and manual? Seems like people have a lot of opinions about that.
I think Maria just said that she owned a manual. And
My first car was a manual. I was trying to get guys to like me, and I thought it would be cool if I drove
a
stick
shift. That's why I got one, too.
And all these guys were like, man, you have a stick. I was like, yeah.
Is that how you met your husband?
No.
Yeah. That was sweet.
I was very young. That was when I was 16. I had a Mustang.
I had a Mustang, too, was my first car.
Not stick. Me, guys. I
yellow
wish I
Mustang.
Could
say.
Nice.
Bright
what
yellow.
Year?
Well, however old I was when I was 16, I guess. What was
you mean that year? It was like a new car?
It was a new car.
Whoa.
Damn. Yeah. Mine was not.
I told my parents that everyone in my school had a new Mustang, and they were like Indian immigrants. They were like, oh, okay. You just got one for me.
Nice. I would have liked a setup like that. Yeah, mine was a piece of shit Mustang.
What year Mustang. Was yours?
It was like an 81 or something.
Was that a good year for them?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't remember.
81 was that's hardly a good year for anything.
Yeah.
Those were when they were small, right? God, I keep hitting this. I'm sorry. They were smaller then, right?
Smaller. Yeah,
that was weird. Yeah. Sorry that happened to you, man.
Thanks.
The clutch was so heavy, I remember.
I drove it
across the country to California, and I didn't know about cruise control.
You deserved that.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Oh, man.
My parents bought me this new car, and now it won't drive itself.
Mom, the clutch is too heavy. Why is the clutch so heavy?
All right, should we get the fuck out of here? It's almost been an hour.
Sure.
Do you have anything to plug, Monrock?
Yes, I'll plug my blog, actually, when I started. Monrock.tumblr.
Okay, do that.
Monrock.tumblr.com. Lots of stories.
And that's M-O-N-R-O-K.
M-O-N-R-O-K, no C.
No C. Don't be stupid.
Nice.
Don't be
good name.
Stupid spelling rock with a C,
it's
assholes.
Made up, so.
What?
Yeah,
We made up a good name.
Thank you.
Her real last name is Rockhammer.
My website is just boringolddavidhuntsberger.com. Professor Blastoff is still going, and then I do the monthly variety show called The Junk Show. If you live in LA, come to that. There's information on my website. And then Reactor starts on Sci-Fi July 16th and then goes every Thursday at 11:30 p.m. at least for 12 weeks and hopefully more beyond that.
I don't have shit to plug. Yeah, I do. I'm going to be at the Ice House August 2nd.
Nice.
Yay.
And I'm going to be somewhere in Long Beach August 13th doing comedy.
I'll be at the Comedy Store whenever.
Whenever, literally anytime you're at the Comedy Store, she will be there.
I'll be around.
She will be there. The aliens will be watching. All right. Say goodbye, Mom Rock.
Goodbye, folks.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, David.
Why'd you choose a name different than your other? You want to keep it? Is it like, were you going to like embarrass your parents or something? Or you just thought Mom Rock sounded awesome?
Yeah, I just thought Monrock sounded awesome.
Is it not a fake name? Am I been duped here? Is this a conspiracy
No, it's a
theory?
Fake name.
Okay.
It stands for, if you're going to make me go there, it stands for Monica Rocks. That's my nickname from when
She's
I was a kid.
Big Friends fan. Big Friends fan.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. We discovered one truth today.
Yeah. Government can't keep everything from us. All right. It's been a good time, everybody. Goodbye. We love you.